Title: FX Chains for Breakdowns at 170 BPM Intermediate. Alright, let's build breakdown FX chains that actually work at 170 BPM. Because in drum and bass, the breakdown isn't just the quiet bit, it's where you reset the ear, clear out the low end, create tension on purpose, and then hand the drop a massive contrast to smash into. And at 170, everything feels like it's moving faster than you think, so your automation has to be clean, rhythmic, and intentional. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a set of repeatable, stock Ableton chains you can drop into basically any rolling, jungle, or modern DNB project. A Promaster breakdown rack with macros for filter, space, width, and tension. A bass evaporation chain that keeps the roll but removes the weight. A ghost drum layer that keeps momentum when the main drums drop out. And a return track workflow for reverbs and delay throws that feels pro and stays controllable. Let's assume a typical session, a drums group, a bass group, music or atmos, and then vocals or FX. If you don't have groups yet, do that first. Grouping is the cheat code here, because you'll automate 3 faders instead of 25 tracks. Step A. Clean breakdown routing. First, create return tracks. Make return A and name it verb long. Make return B and name it delay throw. And optionally return C called smear or textured if you want some extra vibe later. Teacher note: keep your master clean. A common beginner to intermediate trap is stacking huge reverbs directly on the master. It's dramatic, but it's messy and hard to control. Returns let you throw effects on single moments, and then get out of the way before the drop. Now, route everything into a Promaster. Create an audio track named Promaster. Set each group's audio output to that Promaster, and then the Promaster goes to the actual master. This is one of those boring setup moves that makes automation way easier and keeps your final master processing separate from breakdown tricks. Step B. Build the breakdown master FX rack. On the Promaster, drop an audio effect rack and name it Breakdown Master. Inside the rack, we'll build a chain in this order: EQ8, Auto Filter, Hybrid Reverb, Utility, and then a limiter for safety. Start with EQ8. Think of this as your DJ-style filter move. Use filter 1 as a high pass. Set it to 24 dB per octave. Start around 30 Hz, and for the breakdown you'll sweep it up somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz depending on how thin you want to go. Optional: add a low-pass telephone moment with another filter like 12 dB per octave around 6 to 10 kHz. Don't leave that on forever. It's a spice, not the whole meal. Next, add auto filter. This is for movement and that closing in vibe. Set it to a clean low pass or band pass depending on your taste. Set resonance around 0.8 to 1.2, but be careful. Too much resonance in DNB can turn into a whistle that ruins the tension. If you want it to bite dynamically, add a tiny bit of envelope amount, like 10 to 20%. Now hybrid reverb for the space swell. Choose hall or dark hall. Shimmer can be cool, but use it sparingly in DNB because it can turn your breakdown into a trance pad by accident. Set predelay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, decay around 4 to 8 seconds during the swell, and then you'll bring it back down to like 1 to 2 seconds right before the drop. Important: low cut the reverb, around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 7 to 12 kHz so it doesn't get fizzy. And because this is on the Promaster, keep the mix reasonable. Think 10 to 25%. Bigger, cinematic moments should usually come from the return, not the Promaster rack. Next, utility. This is your width and mono safety. Automate width from 100% up to 130 or even 160 in the breakdown. But remember, not on the sub. Utility doesn't know what's sub and what's not, so keep bass mono on. If you need tiny gain trims, do them here. Finally, a limiter. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. This is not your loudness stage. It's just catching surprise reverb spikes so you don't get a nasty clip when everything blooms. Now, the workflow power move. Macros. Map macro 1 to the EQ8 high pass frequency and call it LOWCUT. Map macro 2 to the auto filter frequency and call it LOW pass, even if it's technically doing a band pass sometimes. It's the closing down control. Map macro 3 to hybrid reverb mix or decay and call it space. Map macro 4 to utility width and call it width. Map macro 5 to auto filter resonance and call it tension, but keep a small range. Extra coach note: macro ranges matter more than devices. After you map, open macro map and limit the ranges so the full knob travel is all musical. For example, if your low cut is only useful from 60 to 240 Hz, clamp it there. Don't let it go to 1 kHz. This makes your automation smoother and prevents those oops, I deleted the entire mix moments. Now, automation at 170 BPM. Here's a reliable starting pattern. At the start of the breakdown, set LOWCUT around 80 to 120 Hz. Over 8 bars, sweep up toward about 220 Hz. Then in the last couple beats before the drop, do a quick LOW pass move. Close it briefly, like 8K Hz down to 2K Hz. Then snap it open right on the drop. Bass should rise through the middle of the breakdown. Then come down one bar before the drop. That's key. If the breakdown stays huge all the way to impact, the drop won't feel like it expands. Contrast is the weapon. Also, think in beats, not bars. At 170, the ear notices if your big moment lands slightly late. If a sweep feels late, nudge the breakpoint earlier by an eighth note or even a quarter note. Your ear often wants the impact just before the grid line. Step C, return A, verb long. On return A, put EQ 8 first, always first. High pass the return around 250 to 450 Hz. If it's still muddy, go steeper, 24 or even 48 dB per octave. If it gets harsh, dip 2 to 4 kHz a couple dB. Then hybrid reverb, 100% wet because it's a return. Hall or dark hall, predelay around 20 ms, decay 6 to 12 seconds and a little modulation, like 5 to 15% so it doesn't feel static. Now add a compressor after the reverb, sidechained from the snare or the drum group. Ratio about 2 to 1, attack 3 to 10 ms, release 120 to 250 ms. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of ducking. That ducking is what keeps the breakdown feeling like it still grooves, even when the reverb is massive. The NB move, only send your snare hits or vocal chops into verb long during the last 4 bars of the breakdown. Let the space bloom when you want attention, not constantly. Optional advanced trick, if you want a reverb tail that stops on command, put a gate after the reverb on the return. Sidechain it to the snare or a ghost kick, so the reverb only opens on hits. Then right before the drop, kill the key input and the space collapses instantly. That vacuum effect is insanely effective at 170. Step D, return B, delay throw. On return B, add echo. Sync on. Set time to a quarter note, or an eighth dotted for instant jungle tension. That dotted feel creates that forward-leaning urgency. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter the delay. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a bit of modulation, and stereo width around 120 to 160%. After echo, add saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ 8 to tame anything spitty or resonant. The technique here is the throw. You don't leave the send up. You automate the send to spike for one hit, then return to zero. That's what makes it sound like an intentional production move instead of my delay is always on. Advanced variation. Across the last 4 bars, automate echo time divisions, like quarter note to eighth dotted to 16th. It feels like the track accelerates without changing tempo. Just make sure the automation transitions are smooth so you don't click. Step E, bass evaporation chain. Put this on the bass group or specifically the Reese track, not the pure sub. Ideally, your sub is separate and stays mostly dry and mono. Start with EQ 8. High pass the Reese around 80 to 120 Hz. That removes weight while keeping the character. If there's a nasty peak, often around 200 to 400 Hz, notch it a bit. Then auto-filter. Use bandpass for a hollow breakdown tone. Automate the frequency from around 250 Hz up to 2K Hz. Resonance 0.7 to 1.1. Add a tiny LFO so it pulses with the tempo. Rate it 1/8 or 1/4, amount subtle. You want movement, not wobble takeover. Then chorus ensemble to widen the mids. Amount 15 to 30%. Rate 0.2 to 0.6 Hz, with 120 to 200. Again, keep it off the sub by keeping the sub separate. Optional, redux for grit. Downsample 2 to 6, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. Automate it up briefly for a modern, techie edge, then pull it back. Automation tip. In the breakdown, increase the bandpass resonance slowly and reduce the Reese volume slightly. Then right before the drop, bypass the chorus and redux so the drop hits clean and centered. Also consider making a riser out of your own bass. Duplicate the Reese, high pass it hard, run a rising bandpass, add saturator, fade it up, and maybe a subtle frequency shift or fine increase. That sounds way more part of the track than some random noise riser. Step F, drum ghost rinse chain. This is the jungle trick for momentum. You remove the full drums, but the groove still feels like it's running. Duplicate your drums group. Keep drums as your main. Name the duplicate drums ghost. On drums ghost, add EQ 8. High pass 300 to 600 Hz. You're removing the body and keeping the air. Optionally, a gentle shelf boost at 8 to 12 kHC for some sparkle. Then a gate. Sidechain the gate input from the original drums, or from your hats and snare. Set the threshold so transients open the gate rhythmically. Attack 1 to 3 ms, release 60 to 120 ms. Tune the release until it feels like it's breathing with a 170 swing. Then hybrid reverb. Decay 2 to 5 seconds, predelay 10 to 25 ms, low cut around 400 hc. Mix 20 to 40% if you want some definition, or go 100% if you want pure wash. Optional drum bus for glue. Drive 2 to 6, crunch 5 to 15, and boom off because we are not trying to add low end here. Arrangement move. In the breakdown, mute the main drums for 4 to 8 bars, keep drums ghost running, and add occasional real snare hits to anchor the listener. A super quiet 1/16 hat tick can also keep the tempo feeling alive without bringing the full energy back too early. Step G, a breakdown blueprint that basically always works. At 170, 16 bars is a sweet spot. Bars 1 to 4, reset. Low cut up to around 120 hc. Bring in atmos or vocal, keep minimal drums, mostly ghost layer. Bars 5 to 8, tension. Increase space and width slowly. Add a couple delay throws. Start closing the top end a little with your low pass control. Bars 9 to 12, signal the drop. Bring back a filtered break quietly, maybe low passed around 4 to 8 kHC. Add a riser. Start shortening your reverb decay. You're making room. Bars 13 to 16, final squeeze. Do a quick telephone moment. Band pass the premaster for about a bar. Then last beat. Cut the reverb tail or mute returns and consider a micro gap. Even a 1/16 or 1/8 mute feels huge at 170 without killing dance floor timing. Then on the drop, snap low cut back down, open the low pass, and pull width back closer to 100 to 120. Return to the big idea. You're not just building more and more effects. You're shaping contrasts. Common mistakes to avoid. Number 1, reverb on the sub. Instant mod. High pass your returns and keep sub mostly dry and mono. Number 2. Automating too many things at once. Pick 2 or 3 hero moves, usually filter, space, and throws. Number 3. No ducking on big verbs. Without sidechain, your breakdown turns into fog and the groove disappears. Number 4. Too wide master during bass moments. Width is for mids and highs. Keep the low end stable. And a big one. Not pulling FX down before the drop. If the breakdown is massive right up to impact, the drop won't feel like it got bigger. Quick practice exercise. Take an existing 16-bar drop, duplicate it and convert it into a breakdown. This audio version is shortened for playback.